wanted to bring on another guest from Compassion Over Killing. And I hope I pronounce your name right. Is it Jaya?
Yes, you got it right.
Jaya.
Thank you.
Okay. Jaya, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, well, it was very last minute, and I'm glad that we were able to work it out because the timing seems to be really good. Can we talk about the U.S. Veg Week and the 7-Day Veg Pledge?
We sure can. And first, I want to thank you so much for partnering on the campaign. We're thrilled to have you as a partner again this year. For those who are not familiar with U.S. Veg Week, it is our 6th year celebrating U.S. Veg Week, which this year will run from April 21st to the 27th. Earth Day is April 22nd.
And My birthday. Yes.
What a great day to celebrate.
I love that. Me too.
Well, we're very excited because we actually use Earth Day as a hook every year because eating vegetarian foods has such a tremendous impact on the environment, as well as our health, and of course for animals as well. So the concept of Veg Week is basically to celebrate the benefits and flavors of vegetarian eating. Restaurants come on board from around the country to offer specials on their delicious vegan fare. Events are held by volunteers throughout the nation, and the crux of the campaign is a 7-day vegetarian pledge, which thousands of Americans take, along with legislators, which is really exciting. We have more than 40 legislators have signed on for this year's campaign to take a 7-day veg pledge. Cory Booker just signed on yesterday, senator from New Jersey, and we're thrilled about all of the participants.
Wow, that's great. Because our government really needs to know a lot more about vegetables.
We agree. We think that it's a great opportunity for the legislators and elected officials to get involved so that they can set a good example for their constituents, but also that when they go vote on legislation, they're more conscious of some of these issues related to sustainable eating, community health, and, of course, animal welfare.
So you've been doing this for 6 years.
What
are some of the positive outcomes from politicians who've taken the pledge?
You know, we were very excited. Some of them have actually stuck with it. There's Senator Jamie Raskin, who actually helped us establish the campaign 6 years ago, and he has stuck with his pledge to this day, which is very exciting. We had somebody else, Delegate Shane Robinson, who pledged last year, and he has actually stayed vegan since his pledge last year.
No way.
So we've seen some really great results, and, of course, from the public as well. We get testimonials every year. We send out a survey, and we get amazing feedback of people who are able to now live more compassionate, healthful lives due to the advice that we give throughout the campaign. We do a lot of hand-holding, a lot of great emails with support, information, tips, recipes. We provide coupons from amazing sponsors. So there's a lot of resources available to people who participate so that they can make the transition very easily. And because that transition so easily, a lot of them want to stick with it throughout the future.
That sounds pretty good. Well, I'm more and more inclined to think we need to make more change at the government level. I've always been a believer that the grassroots, changing people one at a time, is really very important, and I continue to work along that way. But the government has so much control and so much power and is so off base in so many ways in their decision making. And unfortunately, they're all so focused on staying in their jobs and campaigning in order to get the funds to do so that they don't take enough time to learn about their communities and what really needs to change. And there's so many bad decisions made with our food policy that they need to get educated. And this is a great way for them to do that.
I think that's so true. And, you know, it's a systemic problem. And I do think that, food policy is coming more into the minds of politicians. They're realizing that people do care about where their food is coming from, how animals are treated, how environment is affected by these issues. More and more people are going to farmers markets simply to try to get better food for their families. And so I think that a campaign like this is a really great way to sort of combine all of the important lessons about vegetarian eating, but also to make it really fun. And the legislators that have signed on for this year are are really taking a stand, I think, to show their communities that they want to support what their constituents are saying is important to them. We have 12 U.S. representatives this year, so some very high-profile figures, congresspeople from across the country, as well as state and local elected officials. And we've heard from all of them that they are very excited to participate because they themselves want to learn from what the campaign can teach them and show their community, really prove to their community that these are priorities for them as well.
For me, I came to this way of eating a long time ago because I don't believe in killing animals. I don't believe in killing anything. And that's always been the primary motivation and my primary inspiration. And, of course, along the way, I've learned that there's no reason not to eat this way. We're learning that it's the healthiest way to eat when we're eating a whole foods plant-based diet. And we're learning that it's best and gentlest on the environment. So it's like just a super win for everything all around. And I'm always looking for whatever angle it takes to get people interested in eating this way. But I do it to minimize pain and suffering and exploitation. That's the primary thing for me. But recently, we've been hearing more about climate change in the news. And it's funny because I was talking a few weeks ago or months how it's barely in the news. And now there's a new report that's leaking and coming out with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And people are starting to talk about it, which is a good thing. I imagine that some of the representatives in our government are a little more tuned in with the connection between food and climate change.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I hope that more people are paying attention. You hear a lot about reducing emissions and sort of some more palatable ways of affecting climate change, but really the most significant thing we can do is simply leave animals off of our plates. It's a very easy thing to do. It's something that all of us have control over. And you were talking a minute ago about how the biggest impetus for you to eat the way you do is actually to spare animals. And I think that's a wonderful reason. It's actually my personal reason as well. But I would also argue that choosing vegan foods is actually the tastiest way to eat. I think that the products that are available now are such convincing substitutes. We've got many amazing sponsors who are going to be showing off what delicious items they're providing to the public now to make transitions more easy. But in addition, just the opportunity to cook at home, I love it. I found that I've never been so creative in the kitchen. People sometimes worry about what they might be giving up, but in fact, eating vegan has helped me expand my own horizons in cooking. Mm-hmm. There are foods, international foods in particular, that I never would have come across had I not started to eat this way, and I feel like it's just been a party for my taste buds. I've been so lucky.
Party for the taste buds! I agree. Well, more about this climate change thing. If people are concerned about climate change, if people are concerned about the environment, and if, I mean, I know my listeners are interested in healthy food and plant foods, but each of us as individuals, the ones especially who are tuned in, need to do more. We all need to do more. So whatever we're doing, it's great, but we all need to do more because there are plenty of people who aren't doing anything, and we need all to do more. So one of the things that we're talking about U.S. Veg Week right now and this Veg Pledge, and for all that are listening, I encourage you to go to, what is it, usvegweek.com?
Exactly. It's usvegweek.com, and people can sign up there for the pledge. It's a very, very easy form to fill out. They can elect to receive daily tips emails that will have free recipes, links to coupons, lots of great ideas for them, dining tips to help them, things about saving money, eating vegetarian foods, lots of great ideas. And they may also elect to receive a veg starter pack, which will have even more of that information. And if they pledge by this Friday, they can ensure to receive it by April 21st, which is the kickoff date. So if you want to get your kitchen stocked, head to usvegweek.com and you can sign up there, vegweek.com, and you can sign up there and make sure that you have everything you need before the week begins.
Right. So if you want to get your friends and family who aren't on this diet yet, who aren't tuned in, who are kind of difficult when it comes to eating healthy food. Here's an opportunity to kind of link the conversation on climate change these days and what's going on our plates, and do your best to get your friends and family to take this pledge. It's just a week, and it's a great opportunity to learn a lot in a short amount of time, and it'll be great for everybody.
It is, and it, you know, getting friends and family on board is actually one of the most fun components of the pledge. If you even just encourage one person to do it with you, there's definitely strength in numbers. And we got a lot of feedback last year about people in offices that did it together as a team, family members did it as a team, significant others, and that really helps you stay on track, gives you a support system to share what you're eating, and it just makes the whole experience even more fun. So sign up for the pledge, bring a friend with you, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me, Jaya.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. We've come to the end of the program. I just want to let you know I'm Karen Hartglass. My website is responsibleeatingandliving.com. I will not be doing the show next week because it is the Jewish holiday of Passover, and although I'm not a religious person, I love celebrating holidays and celebrating food. You could check out our recipe for vegan chopped liver right on the homepage of responsibleeatingandliving.com. It's one of my favorites and a perfect recipe coming up for the holidays. And I'll be back on my birthday, April 22nd. So, have a delicious week.